other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've now reached the halfway point in this worldwide broadcast. Key article up at PrisonPlanet.com right now that needs to be emailed out to everyone you know so we can force the media to start addressing this. Was Fort Hood killer on psychotropic drugs? Despite clear link between antidepressants and mass shooting, media fails to ask if Hassan was on SSRIs. By Paul Joseph Watson. Nadal Malik Hassan was a psychiatrist. He'd had psychological trouble, the reports are saying. You can bet he was on them. When are the mass shooters not on them? Very, very suspicious. This needs to come out now. His medical record needs to be released now. You better believe if the establishment liked what was in that record, it would be public. The media needs to start asking these questions. Key article up at PrisonPlanet.com right now. Bob Chapman's coming up on the economy. We'll also open the phones up with Bob throughout the hour, and we have an award-winning writer joining us to talk about Goldman Sachs betting against the housing market. This could potentially be very, very serious for that company and bring them to justice. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Ohio. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I loved your movie that you just made.
Thank you.
Follow the Republic. And I just got something to say about the shooting yesterday with Hassan. This guy is a military guy. He's a major. He's a doctor. And the only photo that they have of him is some black and white photo where he looks like some psycho. That just seems kind of weird, doesn't it?
And then they conveniently have him in his Muslim garb. Look, the whole thing, if you go over it, it's stinks to high heaven. He's making these anti-war statements. He's making these statements reportedly against the political system. I mean, if a private does that, they drum them out of the military in 10 seconds. But he reportedly said all this, and they said, no, you're going to Iraq. And then they lied and said he was dead for 6 hours, and then people were reporting other shooters, and then he's a psychiatrist. I mean, this thing's got mind control or patsy written all over it.
I was looking at all the different news sites, CNN, Fox, everyone, and the only photo they have is some black and white photo of this guy, a couple photos, and then that video. And, I mean, if he's a major, you would expect him to, you know, have at least one photo where he's decorated in uniform or something. And they got some weird photo out there, which it just seems weird, that's all.
Well, it's a mess. It is certainly a mess. And the globalists love divide and conquer, and we're a nation of all these different groups and religions and people. And in the name of multiculturalism, they actually remind us of our differences and hype it up to create more division. It's the perfect cover story. There's the establishment saying, oh, the Tea Parties yesterday, they were out protesting the health care bill because they're racist. That's racist to inject the term racism into it. That is divide and conquer. We have time later. I'll play these clips of Matthews and Oberman. Just disgusting. They know exactly what they're doing. And now with the Afghan war faltering and the citizens not wanting the war and all this news coming out, this conveniently happens. But, I mean, he could be a crazy person who was a Muslim wacko. You got wackos from all groups. He could just be mentally ill. Psychiatrists have the highest statistics, as I've said, of being mentally ill and on drugs. Or he could be mind control. Mind control exists. That is real. I talked about it last hour, or hour before last. And we'll continue to take your phone calls. Nick, Jeff, Randy, Arnold, many others. 1-800-259-9231. It's Friday, the 6th day of November, 2009. Bob Chapman with his weekly report on the economy. Straight ahead.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
To produce your video using 20 minutes with the president written by Charlie Sheen and to get it turned in to us by midnight Sunday the 15th of November. We've gotten, I haven't counted them up, I've watched them all, 50, 60, I know it's more than 50 entries. Some are really good, a lot of them, almost no work was put into it. You know, we did the contest with posting the Obama Joker posters, and it made the news worldwide, hundreds of TV stations, hundreds. I mean, it was scores of TV stations in Texas alone with the media freaking out every time a poster was put up saying it was evil and un-American, and then that would blow up in their face and even more would be posted. It, wildly successful. And certainly hundreds of thousands of people total have seen the videos that are posted. Some have 10,000 views, 5,000 views, 1,000 views, 8,000 views. And we've been posting the three or four entries a day as they come in. And I know the really good ones, and some of them are great, are going to come in near the turn-in date. And then in the next week after that, we'll announce when Charlie's coming on and we'll announce who's winning the $14,000. But I'll say this, everybody wins who enters the contest. And people are asking for direction. I'm getting calls and emails. I can't give you directions, okay? I can't give somebody direction of what I'd like to see, and then Charlie's picking the winner. It's whatever strikes Charlie Sheen, as the best produced, the best message, the best adaptation of that 15-page 20 Minutes with the President. And the key is the 20 points. Those are the most important 20 points of 9/11 truth that we've identified. This is a $14,000 prize, first place. Second place is $1,000. Third place is $500. Everybody wins by getting the truth out about 9/11 truth. So in the last 9 days, I would ask listeners, send 20minuteswiththepresident.com. There's a banner on Infowars.com. If you go to Infowars.com and click on the banner, it goes to 20minuteswiththepresident.com. It's a really nice site. It has Charlie Sheen's message to the president there. It has the 20 Minutes with the President article there. And it could be two black guys talking, two white guys, a black guy and a white guy and a black girl. It could be a Chinese person. It could be a Native American. It doesn't matter. It could be video clips with a voiceover. But we got 9 days left on this, and you send them. In fact, we have a special email just for the contest, don't we? It's linked up there on the site. And if you haven't, seen us post your contest entry, because Lord knows we're missing them, send them again. Send them to Kurt at Infowars.com. Send them to Aaron. CC it to Sheen at Infowars.com. Contest at Infowars. Because we get, our problem is we're having trouble with email management. We're putting in a new system. We get 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 emails a day. Most of them are spam, but over 1,000 are good emails. We battle to read them, to scan them, but it's kind of like, and it goes in its own box, but sometimes it get. Point is, make sure you get your entry into us as well, and so we can post them. But there's 9 days left in this, ladies and gentlemen. Nine days left until the close on November 15th. Then we've got to have time to review them, make sure we get them all, and then Charlie can judge them. I'm going to judge second and third place. But when we had the idea for the contest, I said, how about $10,000? He said, yeah, but taxes, it'll be $3,000, $4,000. Let's do $13,500. And I said, yeah, but $13,500 sounds weird. Let's do $14,000. $14,000 to whoever does the best job. And again, everybody wins. It gets the word out to everyone. And I like a lot of the entries that have come in, but we're not seeing 200, 300 entries like we saw on the Joker Obama poster drive. Now, I know more are coming in, but it's not too late for you to do this. It's not too late for you to get involved. I want to see your creativity. I want to see what you're going to do. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to commend everybody out there that has been involved in it. Great work. Few of them aren't too great. Pretty half-hearted job on some of them. But that happened with the Obama poster contest as well. The point is, these videos will then drift around forever, pointing out the key 20 bullet points. But you can do it however you want, in whatever way you want. But get on it today, ladies and gentlemen, 20minuteswiththepresident.com. That's 20 with the president, or you can type it out, 20minuteswiththepresident.com is a word. You'll spell out 20 minutes with the president or 20 with the president.com. Both of those addresses get you there, don't they? Both those URLs, 20 with the president.com and 20 spelled out with the president.com. Oh, really? Because we wanted 20 with the president. That was the URL we bought. Can we get that linked up too? Okay. No, somebody else has that. All right. So you just spell it out. 20minuteswiththepresident.com. Okay. Going to Bob Chapman, former military intelligence, ran the biggest newsletter, financial newsletter out there for a long time, retired, came back with the internationalforecaster.com, made a lot of just amazing predictions. He said many, many months ago that the stock market would go back up, gold would explode. He predicted that in the fall. I don't want to go back over all his predictions here. We've done that before. We just need to pay attention to what he's saying now. And I want to start going to your phone calls for those that are holding at the bottom of the hour, specifically questions for Bob Chapman. But I know some of the callers are already holding, so you can bring up other issues. He'll be able to comment on that. But after we go through this raft of calls, if you're calling in, just questions for Bob Chapman on the economy and the balance of the hour that we have, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us on air. Bob Chapman, good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here again.
Gold is above $1,102.
Now, somewhere up in that area, it's been trading back and forth over 1,100, exactly as we predicted. And you know what's surprising about this, and it's very disappointing to me. Analysts, economists, newsletter writers, they poll them. Hurlbut has a service where they poll them. And 96% of them said that gold was going to go back down again. I mean, you talk about a massive egg in your face. I don't know what these people are thinking about. They're not reading the tea leaves right. But anyway, we're happy we were right. Our subscribers, our listeners, they're making money, and so that's what it's all about. But more than that, they're protecting themselves.
But, Bob, you've made this point many times. Most of those analysts aren't stupid. They're paid and put on national television and given syndicated columns to lie to people.
Well, that's true. And then you have the factor of acceptability. A lot of these writers will know what's going on, but they won't talk about the very hard facts. They'll color them. They'll say, well, maybe the people at the SEC or the CFTC will pursue the fact that the market is being manipulated, or it's just full of excuses. And that draws them into the middle, so to speak, so they're not thought ill of within their profession. I get a different viewpoint. I don't care what anybody thinks. I hope that I'm right, and I say what I say, and I've been pretty successful at it, and I hope it continues that way, but nothing stands in my way, and I think less of them for that.
Well, you tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may, and 95% of the time you're accurate, so am I, and that's why we're so successful at reaching people. But it's kind of sad. I mean, it's like telling somebody you're going to die of cancer, and now we're dying of cancer. As a country, the Republic is in bad shape. If we don't remove these criminals immediately, it's over. But it may be even too far gone for that. We just need to remove them so it doesn't get 100 times worse. Bob, what happened with the IMF dumping all this gold in the market? Ted Anderson, Ron Paul, in fact, I'm going to play that clip later of Ron Paul, said that clearly the IMF and World Bank came in and tried to drive down gold, and that for the first time in modern history, their attempt to drive it down failed and blew up in their face. And this is a major sea change for the dollar, for the markets, for gold. A, do you concur with Ron Paul and Ted Anderson? And B, what does this mean in the short term?
I agree. It's a seminal moment. And we've just passed it. I said there would be an untoward event, and that was it. And the only question I have about that is that I suspect there's a possibility that the Indians didn't buy that gold. I think there's a possibility that that gold could have been sold some time ago. And what they were effectively doing was completing the transaction by covering a short position. In other words, they had sold, and they would have somebody ostensibly buy it back when, in fact, they weren't. Now, India was one of the signatories to the IMF in 1947, and they chose a number of countries to hold gold, and India was one of them. And perhaps it's possible that the gold that India held may have been sold previously. And India was just saying, well, we're buying it. And that would have completed the transactions because essentially they were sellers on behalf of the IMF before. So that's possible. The other thing is maybe they did, in fact, buy the gold. I don't know which, but I do know one thing. They're both good. And the Chinese say that we can get gold cheaper by buying gold produced in the country. And they're right. They're a big gold producer, but they have to wait for it to be harvested and brought in. And so I think Chinese are going to line up there. And if there is gold for sale in reality,
all right,
I think
Bob,
they'll be...
Go ahead.
Danny,
there is,
bye.
Okay. Stay there. Bob Chapman's our guest. We're going to continue to talk about these joblessness numbers, record high, and that's even Cook numbers. We're going to talk about where gold's going from here and your phone calls.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
I'm going to play a clip of Ron Paul talking about the attempted gold manipulation by the IMF when we come out of the next break. Bob Chapman's our guest. Bob, the mainstream media and the IMF, the World Bank, the G20 have gone from saying, will we go off the dollar, to yes, we're going off of it, and it's now begun. Will it be a long, protracted death or a quick death? Why does the establishment want this? Why are they doing this? This jobless recovery oxymoron, over 10% unemployment, those are Cook numbers. Break it down for us.
Well, the unemployment numbers are easy. That's U3 that they're talking about, 10.2% up from 9.75%, 9.625%, whatever it was. The real figure is the U6, which is 17.5% by their 7.625%, according to their own figures. That includes U3, which is the 10.2%. Those who are no longer receiving checks, those who are discouraged, and those who are forced to work part-time. There's one thing that's left out of there, and that is called the birth-death ratio, which means the government says, well, gee, we can't check on everybody, so we'll guess. And so they always guess in their own favor, except for twice in the last 6 years. And so with that said, if you extract the birth-death ratio, you will come up with a new unemployment figure of 22.4%.
That is depression level, is it not?
It's right on the fringe, at least in unemployment. And unemployment tends to be a lagging statistic. And that means that unemployment is going to get worse even if the economy gets a little better or better. And so I had projected in January, and we've talked about this before, 22%. And so I was wrong. It's a little higher than that. But that's okay. At the time I made the projection, the number was 13.5%. So, you know, we were pretty much on. Next year, it'll probably run sideways to slightly higher, maybe 23 or 4%. It all depends whether we get stimulus and how much the stimulus is. They're talking about it now. We projected $2 trillion in January for this coming year. Now it looks like they want to do somewhere between 400 and 800 billion stimulus from Congress, and they want the banks to lend the 14% decrease that they've instituted in the last year. And if they do that, they'll come up with about 1.5 to 2 trillion, which is right in the ballpark of what we were looking for. But it's only going to buy them another year. All they're doing is throwing money at this thing, and it's not solving the problem.
Well, I was about to say, buy us another year until total collapse. I mean, the people are losing their jobs. The industry's falling apart. Retail sales are plunging. Every indicator is that the crash is already here, but we have all these painted trollops, the info babes, and the cutesy guys for the girls on Fox and CNN and MSNBC and CNBC explaining to us that, well, it's bad for you, but good for the banks, so the economy's good.
Well, that's rather jaded. The whole thing is a scam, and in as much as the banks, the brokerage firms, and the insurance companies and transnationals caused this problem in the first place. And they're the ones that are getting bailed out, not the transnational, but the others. And so very little has gone to the public. And I noticed they're going to extend unemployment benefits and as well as the $8,000 credit for housing. And they're going to try to keep the interest rates down as long as they can.
And that's like a Band-Aid on an axe wound?
Exactly. Now, you asked for a timeline here. Must have been 6 months since Paul Craig Roberts and I were on here together, and we both said, you know, 2.5 to 3 years. Well, here we are 6 months later, and now it's a year and a half to 2.5 years. And they're going to pull the plug up in that area sometime. And so that would put us into 2011 and a half to 2012 and a half. Somewhere in there, and that's when the whole house is going to fall down. And you better have gold and silver coins, because if you don't, you're going to be in deep doo-doo.
Well, some are saying, okay, it's a bubble in gold. Well, regardless, then, for
a
investment,
bubble.
These guys get
bubbles in their heads, Alex, believe me. I mean, they don't know what to do. They've been so wrong so often. It's just totally pathetic.
Okay, well, then
let's take inflation officially since 1980.
We got a break. Got a break. Come back, Bob. We'll be right back after this break with Bob, and he'll give us those numbers. I'm going to play this Ron Paul clip. Go to your phone calls. Bob Chapman, internationalforecaster.com is our guest. Infowars.com is our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nick, Jeff, Randy, Arnold, Mark, many others. We're going to your calls here in just a few minutes. 1-800-259-9231. Bob Chapman is our guest today with us 5 minutes into the next hour. Joins us every Friday in the third hour. I just briefly today want to remind listeners that we have a secure online video bookstore shopping cart. There's Patriot t-shirts, all sorts of ways to get the message out about freedom and to identify the globalist. You wear one of our come and take it t-shirts or one of our don't tread on me t-shirts or one of our Infowars.com t-shirts. You will meet like-minded people at the golf range or at the movies or at work or at a comedy club or at the grocery store or walking your dog. And that's what we have the t-shirts and ball caps and materials for, and that also funds our operation. So when you're on the site, be sure and check into that. A lot of new t-shirts we've added, a lot of new designs, and of course my newest film, Fall of the Republic. Ladies and gentlemen, Fall of the Republic is available right now, and people are ready to wake up, but they don't have all the information. This film will give it to them. Fall of the Republic, Infowars.com to get the DVD, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv if you're a member and watch the live TV show that we simulcast on the radio. See all my films in super high quality. Get my book on ebook, Paul Watson's book on ebook, and so much more when you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Let's go ahead now and play this. Well, let's have Bob finish the point he was trying to make. Then I'm going to play this Ron Paul clip and go to your calls. Sorry that the satellite break cuts you off. Those are hard breaks, Bob. Go ahead and finish up your point.
And so official inflation since 1980 would make gold somewhere between $2,400 and $2,500 an ounce. That is the very minimum it should be selling at. My figures for official inflation since then are $6,700 an ounce. John Williams, who you all know, the eminent economist, says it's $7,150 per ounce. And I'm not going to argue with him because he's a better economist than I am. So gold is vastly underpriced.
Absolutely. Gold isn't going up because it's a bubble like oil or some other commodity. It's because the dollar's devalued and people worldwide are trying to get into something that's real and tangible, because all the economists we've talked to have said that as the dollar goes, it's also going to hurt other global currencies and regional currencies. It's just they're not going to be hurt as bad. So there's a flight from currencies into hard assets, isn't there?
That's exactly right. Everybody's going to get hurt in varying degrees. And it's been happening for 6 years. It's nothing new. Every currency in the world has gone down against gold in the last 6 years. And they've all inflated by increasing money and credit and lowering interest rates and getting more money than they've got coming in.
Amazing. What is the federal government going to do as the world starts refusing to buy their T-bills or buy their dollars and other government offerings as Obama spends more money than all presidents before him combined? That's official. We thought Bush was bad, tripling the size of government. Obama has taken that to a whole new level. Of course, he's just a puppet, but the point is the establishment is doing this. What are they going to do? I guess just run debt up and steal until everything implodes and then have their new banking system as the answer? Won't people see through the fact that the very same banks that engineered the crisis are now posing as the saviors, Bob?
Yes, they will. And it's not going to work unless ultimately they have a currency which is backed by gold. And so going full circle, how are they going to be able to continue to finance the U.S. debt? The Federal Reserve, that private corporation, they have been monetizing debt. That means they've been printing money out of thin air and using it to buy treasury bonds, agency bonds, which is Fannie, Freddie, and Ginnie and FHA. They've been making swaps with foreign nations, $500 billion at a time. They've injected $12.7 trillion into the financial system just through banking and Wall Street in the last year. We're on the hook for $23.4 trillion if we don't get any of the money back. I mean, the figures are astronomical. They'd be paid for by the great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren of us. And this is how buried we are. And the only way out of this thing is official devaluation, which means gold would have set in a much, much higher price than it is now, and that there would have to be default on debt. And I believe that's going to happen a year and a half to two from now. And I'd like to get Paul Craig's Roberts' view on that, because we seem to be pretty close.
Yeah, I had him on a few weeks ago, and he's beginning to revise his forecast of it being further out. He says that it's beginning to look like it may happen sooner rather than later because the deterioration is accelerating. But I guess we're all here together and we're going to find out. Here's what Ron Paul had to say yesterday here live with us when I asked him about the death of the dollar. And he said that he thought that would be more incremental, but then he got off into gold. Here's Congressman Ron Paul.
What's going to hurt the economy, I wouldn't say it's abandoned, but it's less important all the time. I mean, the fact that they can still have 60% reserves means it's still there. But the market, I look at the market signals, and I think the thing that happened this week was very, very significant. That is when the IMF announces that they're going to dump 200 tons of gold on the market. Well, you know, ordinarily, a person would think, and they were hoping, Well, a lot of that gold out there, that's going to drive down the price of gold and make all the fiat currencies look better. But what happened? A bank from Asia, India, buys the whole lot, which sent a signal, I think, to the world markets that, in essence, gold has been remonetized. It never gets demonetized, but it has less importance as money when all the countries reject it. But I think this is a major, major signal that the dollar is getting closer, it's on its last legs, and gold is getting more important. And as the Chinese buy less and less, they have already started buying gold, and they don't want to buy too much too fast and, you know, shoot the price up, you know, too quickly. I think that's coming. I think the gold price is destined to go a lot higher, and the dollar's going to go a lot lower. And they cannot dethrone gold. They can disrupt and play these games for a long, long time. But in many ways, this is very, very good because it tells us that the governments no longer can get away with just printing money to finance their schemes. And it's their schemes that are so damaging to us, whether it's the welfare or the warfare. It all hurts the people because they have to pay the bills. So some of these things are good signals, although it means that we have to be concerned about the chaos that might erupt.
All right. That was a short snippet of Ron Paul's interview with us live here yesterday. Bob, your comments on that?
Totally along the lines of what Ted Anderson and I have been talking about for a long time. And I agree, and I'm sure Ted does. And I think that we're right on course. My feeling is this thing was all created for a reason. It just didn't happen. And I think there's a point along the way that they had planned to switch from the inflationary depression to the deflationary. And I think that their plans have been so disrupted by your program and programs like it and the International Forecaster and others who not only tell you what's going on in that realm and others, but also the total truth of who's behind it and what they're doing. And your next guest, in a way, is going to be telling you the same thing. I mean, these people on Wall Street are criminals. I know. I've been there. I've done that.
Did you read the McClatchy newspaper in big investigation with an award-winning financial writer actually got the internal Goldman Sachs documents where they planned to sell the housing market derivatives, knowing they were going to implode, wanting to bring down Bear Stearns? I remember over a year ago on this show, you said Goldman Sachs has all their people as regulators. They grab Bear Stearns for no reason and some other brokerage firms and investment banks. And you, in fact, yesterday as I had another guest on and as I covered that article again, I remembered how over a year ago you had said exactly what was happening, and now so many others are saying it. And, of course, we have Professor Black, one of the former top federal investigators. He's in Fall of the Republic saying the same thing. I mean, it's really coming out that these guys are a bunch of crooks.
Well, what you were referring to was that they were selling CDOs, collateralized debt obligations, and they were bonds which contained mortgages and pieces of mortgages. And they browbeat the rating agencies, S&P, Moody's, and Fitch, into giving them AAA ratings when, in fact, their ratings were BBB, the difference between a 10 and a 3. And they knew that this toxic garbage was going to start falling apart. So the minute they sold them to the buyers, and, of course, they did have some still in inventory when all this happened, they sold them to the buyers, and then they shorted them. They bet that they were going to go down. And here they've just sold them on the long side to institutions throughout the world, particularly in Europe. And then they turn around and shorted the market at the same time. And that's what the writer is talking about.
Now let's explain this.
You have a bond, and you sell it to Alex Jones. Goldman Sachs does. Then they turn around, and they go into the market, and they sell the bond that you just bought, just like they want it to go down. Because when you sell short, it has a tendency to make the bond of the stock to go lower. And if other people see that, they'll sell too. So if they sell the bond short at par, which is 1,000, it may go down to 95 or 90. And then somewhere along the way, they're going to buy their short position back, and they're going to make a profit on the downside by betting that your bond is going down, which it did.
I was about to say, so in layman's terms, Goldman Sachs, unlike any other group, has regulators internationally in the Treasury, in the private Federal Reserve, in the government, on record, running everything. They go out and package crap derivatives, knowing it's crud, knowing it's bad mortgages. They get it AAA rated as solid gold. They tell everybody it's great in press releases. They sell it to banks, institutions, individuals, to the investing world, to governments, to CalPERS in California, to your school district, to the cop, union, pension funds, everything. They know it's a time bomb. They know it's a car that's going to blow up in an hour, but they sell it to you off the lot, knowing it's going to explode and kill everybody on board. Then to make sure it happens, it's already crap, they go out and bet against it to drive it down. Then it goes way down. Then they use government bailout money to come buy it back up, what has value, picking and choosing, at literally dimes on the dollar at the bottom, and then they all post record profits and give each other record bonuses. I mean, that is diabolical. And the article goes on to say they didn't just do it for incredible profit. They did it to devastate other financial institutions because they are the regulators. As Goldman Sachs, they have their operatives everywhere. They can then come in and use regulators to shut down and force the sale or liquidation or takeover to other Federal Reserve grouped banks that they're allied with or themselves.
That was so brilliant that I think that you might get a letter or a call from Goldman Sachs asking you to go to work for them.
No, seriously.
That was
so that's
perfect, Alex. And, you know, I know that you're not someone who has been trained in that industry, and that was a wonderful explanation. Thank you.
Well, no, I'm just here every day reading it, looking at it. I mean, you know, I mean, I just understand what these central – I mean, that's what Rothschild did in 1815, staging the collapse of the market so he could buy it up. I mean, it's the same trick, just more sophisticated.
That's right. And I'm glad writers are getting on this. I don't have time to write special item and do special investigation. I'm publishing so much now and 30 hours a week in the radio, but I'm glad they're there. I welcome them. I love them. And I hope they work harder and harder and harder, and I hope more of them come, and I hope more of them come on radio and in the Internet, because we need all the help we can get.
I'm just blown away by how bold Goldman Sachs is. And, of course, they're just one of the culprits.
They just
Bob,
don't care. They are a law unto themselves. They're crooks in $3,000 suits. They don't care about the Constitution, the laws. The SEC protects them. And, you know, did Shapiro work for the SEC? There's so many of their alumni, so to speak, in banking worldwide, as you pointed out, as well as in the brokerage business that have gone to Washington. It's ludicrous. Now, it's not new. There have been other firms. Dylan Reed and J.P. Morgan Chase, J.P. Morgan, used to be the anointed ones. And in current years, Goldman Sachs has come along and taken over the helm, so to speak, for the Treasury, J.P. Morgan Chase for the Fed. And one handles one area and one handles the other. But they run the country. And we've got to stop them. They're destroying
the country. So we have a gang of crooks.
Because they want world government. And that's what this is all about.
Exactly. We because then they're the world government, and they write the laws, they control the army, and they can legalize all their crimes. Right now is an important transition for them because they've been doing it under color of law. But if they're able to get their police state in place, heaven help us. Why is Goldman Sachs, every time we turn over a rock, why is it one of their alumni in a federal regulatory position? I mean, I don't see many regulatory positions where you don't have a Goldman Sachs ringwraith in there in the cockpit.
It's planned that way. Look at the seamless change between Bush and Obama. Team A replaced Team B. Where did they come from? All the bureaucrats. A Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberger Group, hardcore Illuminists. They all want world government. We didn't have any change, and so it's all the same.
You know, it must be great if you're just totally ruthless and evil, and I mean that sarcastically, but it must just be great because they get to take over, kill, enslave, bankrupt whoever they want, and then talk about how great they are building this great new world order when they're just a bunch of criminals.
Not only that, most of them are pedophiles.
Man, these people.
That's even more sickening.
Do you think that they've gone too far, though, Bob?
Well, they have, but we have to play it out. And they're going to have to make their moves, and we're going to have to make ours. They think they got the army in their pocket, and they're sadly mistaken. They're not going to follow them. They're going to follow the people.
I haven't asked you yet what you think of the shooting at Fort Hood.
Too early to tell, Alex.
Yeah, I agree with you, but the truth will come out later. But by then, nobody will be paying attention. Your call straight ahead. Two more segments with Bob Chapman. Stay with us.
Worried that inflation will ruin your retirement or plans of sending your kids to college? Get a pencil. Discover how to turn $10,000 into possibly $431,000 in the next 12 to 18 months. For example, investors who took Scott Smith's advice and invested $10,000 in Silver Standard Resources turned it into $431,000. And those who invested in Seabridge Gold Shares turned $10,000 into $800,000. Scott Smith is the former senior executive of Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter. He's urging everyone afraid of the nearly $2 trillion in new debt to get his inflation survival kit. It details seven must-own stocks, including a gold stock with six-figure potential that has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 877-727-2461. That's 877-727-2461. Or go to his website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Let's go to Nick in New Jersey. Don't call Nick, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, this is my first time calling.
Welcome.
I heard Mr. Chapman speak, and it makes me sad to know that the Justice Department, the CIA, and FBI, just who's running those damn companies, you know? And I was in that march when we went down to Washington, D.C., and all of these buildings were on the same street. And if I had a paper and pencil, I would have put signs up for sale, for rent, out of business, bank sale. You know what I mean? Those buildings are right out there, right on the corner.
Well, that's what tyranny is. Well, that's what tyranny is. It's when criminal interests come in, get control of your government, and start robbing you. And it happens everywhere else on the planet. It's happening here. We better grow up and admit it and tell these people stop it and start bringing them to justice, because they're not going to quit until we grow a backbone. Bob Chapman.
That's the way to do it, and that's why we're getting the word out, and that's why you're going to Washington and letting them know that you don't agree with what's going on. They had that march on Thursday. It appeared in none of the major media.
Except for them calling them racist. It had nothing to do with race.
Right.
They don't want government-run health care. You know, they can't run cash for clunkers. They can't run this. And that's being nice to them. Nick,
but
good to hear
from
you.
How do they think they're going to get away with that? Because it's a non sequitur. It has nothing to do with what they were doing. I mean, stupid. I'm talking about the government and the media and saying those things.
It's amazing. Let's talk to Arnold in California. Arnold, welcome.
Yes, thank you, Alex. Thank you so much for having me on. First-time caller. I've been listening to you for a long time. And here's something that I quite don't understand. It seems like the CIA seems to be more connected in doing business outside of the U.S. to hoard all this money in the international trade. And I know that because I'm somewhat connected internationally, and this is what I always hear from the people. Before you can do anything, it seems like you have to give the CIA their cut first.
Bob?
First of all, I don't have firsthand knowledge. Historically, I do. And I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't extorting everybody. It is a criminal organization.
Well, the thing is that I was in the military myself, and I know that every branch of the military has their own intelligence. And it seems like if the CIA is supposedly intelligence outside of the U.S., why do we need them if the military already has their own?
Well, it's a good question, and it's something that existed starting in the late 1930s, modeled on MI6. It was OSS. In 1948, it became the Central Intelligence Agency. In 1953, it was brought under the National Security Agency, which was formed that year. So it became part of it. In that same year, the Army Security Agency was formed, and I worked for them. So I worked indirectly with both those organizations, particularly NSA. And so the CIA exists probably so that Wall Street and others can run the opium trade and extort money from people and pull scams like Madoff and the Nugent Hand episode and things like that. I mean, these guys are top criminals.
And there's no doubt that the opium trade founded Skull and Bones. It founded out of OSS CIA. That's in mainline history of the CIA. And you've got all these other compartmentalized federal intelligence groups and international intelligence groups. And there's a lot of good people that work for them, but they're all compartmentalized, doing a separate job that isn't part of the criminal hierarchy. Bob Chapman, we're going to let you go. TheInternationalForecaster.com. People get a free trial subscription. Your new issue comes out every Saturday. It comes out twice a week. It's always great having you on with us, and I really appreciate you spending time with us today, Bob.
Well, I thank you, and thanks, everybody, for listening, and I'll be here next week. Bye-bye.
Take care. There he goes. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.